Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to On Track with Henrietta Byrd. I'm your host for tonight's show. On Track is a program that's a part of the International Black Summit Network. And we begin all of our shows with the declaration of the International Black Summit. And it reads, "We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There is nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, and for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity, and integrity with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our community, maintaining wellness of being in our bodies, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe." Atlanta, Georgia, October 7, 1991. Chicago, Illinois, September 6, 2009. A moment of silence, please. Thank you. Good afternoon, or good evening, I should say, everyone. And thank you for listening in. We're checking in to see if we are on track. Once a month, the first Sunday of every month, we check in, and when I say we, I mean, those of us who call in, listen in at other times, we check in to see if we are on track. And on track means for us that we're working on our goals, we're working on our aspirations, we are working toward a desire that we may have or a New Year's resolution that we made, maybe in December 2008. And it's September the 6th, and what we want to know tonight is, are you on track? Are you on track, or have you kind of forgotten about what your goals were? And we ask, in the email we sent out, we ask if you would just pull out your list of your goals and your aspirations and just take another look at them. And maybe there's some that you want to scratch off. Maybe there's some that you want to add, or maybe you want to adjust some, or maybe there's some that just need to be tweaked with others. But we want to check in to see if we're on track, and if we're not, how can we get back on? We have a lot of callers on the line this evening, and that's great. You can press the number 1, okay, on your telephone, and it will let me know that you want to speak or you have a comment or a question. I have a 347 number. You're on the air.
Hello?
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 I can hear you. You're on the air.
Oh, okay. How you doing? Hi, Dale, sister. My name is Jerry.
Hi, Jerry.
How you feel tonight, sister?
I'm great.
I like that. Well, I feel I'm on track of my goals, You know, my goals before when I first called about a little month and a half ago, I want to start a workshop to empower our youth for, about our history and stuff like that.
That's right. That's right. I remember.
Oh, now you. Oh my God, I'm afraid, and I'm on track on it. It's a little slow, but I'm on track. You know, and plus what I'm doing right now, I met some people, and they're gonna help me. They on vacation now, but they helped me. And plus, I told them about the International Black Summit, and they said they're gonna start calling.
Okay.
And then you know, and they said, yeah, we could help you. But like I said, I gotta wait till I get back. And then also lately, what I be doing, sister, I've been telling different people about the International Black Summit to, you know, call on Sundays and, you know, the second and the fourth on Tuesday out the month, every month. And I say, you know, there's excellent information you need to hear about, you know, in our community. You know, you need to check. So I'm trying to do every little bit of part as I could.
And Larry, and we appreciate you so much. You just don't realize we appreciate you calling in every Sunday. You are such a joy, and thank you for the marketing that you're doing that you're doing for us. Now, I want you to be, I want you to understand, we have a distinction in the summit that's called self-generation. And self-generation is what you're doing. It's when you have an idea, or the universe gives you an idea, and you say yes to that idea, and you start to question, you know, how do I do this? You might question someone. You might call in the show like you've done. And you follow every lead that you're given. Like you said, there are people who have committed to helping you, and they're on vacation. So in self-generation, you make sure that as soon as they come back from vacation, that you contact them. You do everything that it comes to you to do toward that goal, you do it. You make, even if it's a baby step, you make one baby step toward. If you get an inkling to pick up the phone and call someone, if you get an inkling to go visit someone or go down a particular street, that's all involved in your saying yes to this idea. When you go down a particular street, you're going to run into someone who can assist you, or you're going to see a sign that gives you some kind of information pertaining to the goal that you've chosen to bring forth. So that's one of the things, you know, one of the distinctions that we have at the International Black Summit is self-generation, and you're doing a great job in that.
And you know one thing, I'm gonna hang up so I can listen to the show. You know what I did today? I went to the CD store, and there's a song back in the 70s by Gavin Huff. The title is "Let's Clean Up the Ghetto," and I decided by me calling International Black Summit again.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all so inspirational to me. Y'all just do not know. And I played part of it, and I made it part of my voicemail. And I heard myself. I said, "Wow!" Like you saying, every baby step I'm taking, I'm actually taking every baby step. I said, this is going to be part of my life right now. You know, this is part of me. And I said, let's clean up the ghetto. And that's what International Black Summit is all about.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you. So I'm going to, I'll mute you. But if you have something to say, just press the number one. Okay.
No problem.
And I'll bring you back on.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Anytime.
That's great. Jerry is a regular listener of ours, and he decided that he wanted to do some things in his community, and he calls in every week, and you know, every week we have a different show. This is the first Sunday, so our show is on track. It's called On Track, where we check to see if we're on track with the goals and our desires and things that we created in December, or, you know, things we may have added throughout the year. And then on the second Sunday, our program is called Let's Celebrate, where we acknowledge different people in what they're doing. And Shakaysha Showers is the host of that show. And we celebrate someone. And when you look at the way our shows are created or divided across the month, the title of the shows take you to a particular goal. First, you check to see if you're on track, and then you celebrate whatever it is that you're doing. Even if you successfully not done anything, celebrate the fact, okay, I'm realizing I really haven't done anything when it comes to this. You celebrate that, and then you get on track. You get back on track. Okay, what do I need to do to focus on obtaining this goal that I have? The next week, which is the third week, our host is Clara Lyons Devon, and her program is called Vision Works. And Vision Works is another program that helps you focus on your vision. So you actually get to speak your vision. You get to speak it to the other listeners, which is another first step into bringing it into fruition. You get to hear what it sounds like. You get other people who will respond to your vision. Oftentimes, there are people who can help you, who are listening with your vision, and, you know, different things like that. That's the third week. And, you know, once you speak it, then your vision begins to work for you. On the fourth week, our host is Glenn Greenwich, and Glenn hosts a program called Man of the Month, and he features a man who is doing just wonderful, wonderful things. And it's not that the people are just stars or megastars or rock stars. These are regular, everyday people who are superstars in their community or in a particular, you know, setting. And the men that are chosen are just wonderful gentlemen who share, you know, their success as well as, you know, how they did a thing. And so that's our fourth week. And so every week we have a different program. Whenever there's a fifth week, we have another host named John, who's a delight. And he hosts the other host, and he brings the show to us, and we actually become the people that are interviewed, the host. And we talk about different things that we've generated as hosts, as people in the International Black Summit, and the different things that we are doing based on the shows that we have been given. So every Sunday, we have a wonderful experience for people. So, you know, you can tune in on Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Time, or you can listen through the archives. Any show that you weren't able to catch live, you can listen to. But let's get back tonight to On Track. And excuse me, I forgot, we have two other programs on Tuesday evening. For those of you who can't listen in on Sunday, on Tuesday evening, Glenn Greenwich hosts a show called Wealth Building. And again, wonderful, wonderful people he brings on to share how we can build wealth. And every week we do that. That show is 90 minutes. In the last 30 minutes, if you have a product, if you have a business that you'd like to advertise, he allots the last 30 minutes. So that would be from 6:30 to 7 Central Time. That you can just call in and advertise your business. You can also listen in the hour before that and get tips from people who've done, you know, who built a business, successfully built a business and fallen off track, gotten back on, and, you know, they share their stories with us and how you can do a thing. They're more than willing to answer questions. So that's what the International Black Summit Talk Network is about. It's a weekly, biweekly, on some weeks program that assists the community. We try to provide information throughout the globe, you know, to help people do the things that they were created to do. And as our declaration says, you know, we stand for certain things. We assert certain things, you know. And we're really loving being a part of the community. We really look forward to the people who call in and are with us on a regular basis. So let's get back to On Track. And let's talk about some things that it's, number one, that it's September 6th. It's September 6th, which means there are about 120 days left in this year, give or take a few. Now, we know there's no time in God, so we're not really, like, trying to put the pressure on. And did you accomplish those goals that you were so clear about at the beginning of the year? You know, everybody has some goal, some aspiration, some desire. And the question is, are you on track? And be authentic in your responses, because if, you know, you started out and then something occurred in your life, we're here, and when I say we, I mean the host, you know, the talk show host. We're here to assist in, you know, getting you back to where you, you know, where you can realize those goals and those aspirations. So you can, again, you can press the number one, and I'll know that you have a question or a comment. And if you're just listening in and I read your number, just, you know, just let me know that you're listening in, because I check with each caller, because sometimes people tell me that when they press number one, you know, they can't get through. So I just like to do a check. So I have a caller at the 410 area code. Do you have a question or comment? 410? Okay, I guess you're just listening in. Let me know. Just press the number one if you have a comment. And I have an 856, or is it 6? I have an 856 area code. Do you have a question or comment?
Hi, Henrietta.
Hi.
It's Clara.
Hi, Clara. Hi, Clara. I didn't recognize your number. I apologize.
Oh, that's okay. I'm on the road, so I'm listening in tonight.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And I have another 646 number. 646 number. Do you have a question or a comment? Okay, great. We have listeners tonight. Let me check in with 347. I think this is Glenn. Glenn?
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. You have a question or comment?
Well, I'm just noticing that if I look at my January goals, one of the goals that I have not completed on is my income, having my income be at a certain level. And it is nowhere near where I was aiming for.
Okay.
And so there's a couple things I see about it. And one of the things that I've noticed about it is that I have had to rethink what I'm going after, or what I'm going after as an income producing. So I noticed that this is my third regrouping. And so one of the things that I see that I have to do consistently is to attack this new area, and this new area being youth leadership training. So what I notice about it is that I'm going to have to be very aggressive in making calls and asking people and following up. So that's what I'm going to be focusing on.
Do you when I think about, I was just listening to what you said, and when you you said your goal, which was to make a certain amount of money this year. Have you been?
My actual goal was to make $10,000 a month.
Okay. So your goal is to make $10,000 a month, okay? Is there any adjustment that you can see as far as the goal is concerned?
There's certainly an adjustment in terms of what I have been able to produce versus what I'm going for. So that's one aspect of it. But the other aspect of it is that the area in which I was looking to make money and make that happen hasn't been a fruitful area for me this year. Well, it hasn't been fruitful, and I haven't been able to make it work.
Mm-hmm.
So what I've decided to do is to shift my focus and to shift the areas that I'm looking to produce income in.
Okay.
And so I've shifted into the area of youth leadership training, and I'm actually part of the PADEG group, the People of African Descent Empowerment Group out of New York. We have a weekly call where we talk about what actions we're taking consistent with producing with income-producing activity. So that's another thing that just got reinstated, that got put into place the last 3 weeks. So it's actually been 2 weeks that's been
okay.
Put in place.
Okay. So I guess there's something about that comes up for me. There's something about your choosing the goal that why you chose that particular goal. Are you clear on why you chose that amount of money? Are you clear on why you chose that area?
I'm actually clear why I chose that amount, because that amount would have me live a comfortable, financially free life.
Mm-hmm.
So if I could generate that kind of money, there's monies that I could put away, there's monies that I could set aside for travel, there's monies that I could handle certain expenditures, and there's certain areas that I'm looking to actually upgrade in that would provide an upgrade for me.
Okay. So today, I'll share this with you because there's something that keeps coming up about this in your sharing. I attended two different services today, and both services were about meditation. And so my question is, when do you take time to meditate?
I actually have dropped that out. So
okay.
That was one of the practices that I was doing last year this time, and I've noticed that I have not been vigilant at all.
Okay. That's why it kept coming up then. So what I'm suggesting, you know, just a suggestion, is to incorporate meditation, and not where you focus on $10,000 a month, but just where you do the steps to meditation, where you release, you know, everything until your mind gets clear. And so you can listen for what the universe is trying to give you, because anytime you ask for anything, the universe is trying to give it to you. And oftentimes when we don't receive those things, it's because we're cluttered. Our consciousness is cluttered with other stuff, and we can't hear what we're supposed to do, or what we are to do, I should say. Not a suppose, but what we are to do, like a next step or something like that. So see if the meditation, you know, if it's just 5 minutes a day, if you can just start with 5 minutes and see if that, you know, see if that will assist you.
I actually will, and I'll actually do 20 minutes, because what works for me is when I do a minimum of about 20 minutes, and I have a couple of things that I do with it around just, you know, gratitude and being thankful.
Yeah.
That actually opens up. Actually, I get some of my best stuff during meditation, and I haven't been meditating. Imagine that.
Hmm. Okay.
So that's certainly a way that I can get back on track.
Right. That is certainly a way, you know, and that's a great track to be on. And I, also I'm talking to myself, you know. So I love this show.
As we all do, right?
Okay. All right. So meditation. For those of you who are listening in, what we're suggesting, if you have not realized some of your goals, because like Glenn just shared with us, he was about to change everything, you know, and we do that sometimes. We'll just, you know, we'll just say, okay, so that's not the right goal, or that's not, you know, that's not working for me. And so you start to do something else, and it's okay to add that something else, but we all, you know, we have to realize that whatever we do, it's still us doing it. And there are some things that we are more open to than others. But if we had a desire to do a particular thing, generally, you know, that desire was really not ours. It was like the universe telling us, this is what you need to do. This is what you need to do. And so when you start working toward it, things show up. You know, life happens. And we make adjustments, and sometimes we'll get off track and think, okay, that wasn't right for me. And yeah, it was right for you. You just have to make adjustments, or we have to pick up practices that, you know, work best for us. And meditation has been suggested throughout this day, so that, you know, I'm just sharing that with everyone, so that you know, that's a practice that we can pick up. And again, if you can do it 5 minutes, just start out with 5 minutes a day. And yes, sometimes you'll fall asleep. That's normal, you know, because if you're not used to meditation, then, you know, you're gonna fall asleep. Because if you're a busy person, and if you're a thinker, and you're always creating and doing things like that, meditation is a major adjustment. So just set a timer and see, you know, if you can just sit for 5 minutes without, you know, and try to quiet yourself. Sometimes it takes 5 minutes just to quiet your thoughts. you know, and if you look up and your timer goes off, you know, then set it for another 5 minutes. And, you know, you might have to take 15 minutes. It might take you 5 minutes to quiet yourself, and it might take another 5 minutes, you know, to just be still. Okay? Thank you, Glenn. I appreciate your share. Okay, caller on 410, area code 410. You're on the air. Hello?
Lemetria in Baltimore, can you hear me?
Yes, I can now. Hi, Lemetria.
How are you, Reverend Henrietta?
Wow,
I just wanted you to know that I'm checking in and I'm enjoying the show, and I'm in the midst of working on one of my goals with my daughter. We're doing fall cleaning.
Okay.
And it's going very well, and it's something that I put off, but we decided to do it this weekend. And I got your text message, and I said, let me just check in. So I think I checked in at the right time.
Thank you. Thank you. And say hello to your daughter and your family.
I will, and you do the same with your family.
I will. Now,
we'll
let me ask you something.
We'll continue to listen as we clean, okay?
Say it again.
We'll continue to listen as we clean.
Okay. Okay. Can I ask you a question since you're speaking? You said you made a decision to do the cleaning. If you could just share with us how you stayed focused, because this is the holiday weekend, and I would like to know how you focused enough to give up your holiday. And I shouldn't say give it up, because cleaning your house really allows you a holiday for some other time.
Well,
but how did you?
September is the month for me that represents divine order, and it's also my birth month. So for me to begin to put things in order, it is important that my outer surrounding is cleared away as well.
Okay.
So that's how I get focused. I mean, it's just, okay, it's time to do that. And we're going to start at the beginning of this month. And when I say really cleaning, it's pulling out the dresser, going through the closets, clearing away a lot of things to establish a sense of order.
Okay. Okay. And now, you know, what's good about this is this goes right along with meditation.
And exactly right. And I wanted to prepare even my room, and I created a space for my daughter, she's 11, to have a space set aside just for her reading, meditating, reflecting, and relaxation.
I like that.
And that's in each of our bedrooms.
Okay. So your outer surroundings, you determine your outer surroundings have to be a particular way.
Yes.
You're establishing order. It's September. It's your the month of your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And you're also, the other part that I picked up is that in your bedroom, you set aside a space
mm-hmm.
for reading,
mm-hmm.
which is another form of meditation. That's another way that you can, you know, listen. I know people tell me all the time that when they read, they relax.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, and when you're relaxed, you can hear,
mm-hmm.
you know, what the universe is trying to say to you about a particular thing. So thank you so much for sharing, you know, for sharing that. And I'm sure the other listeners are glad to hear that too, because, you know, that's one of the ways that we can also manifest things if, you know, like we're talking about achieving goals and different things like that. And oftentimes when I know I have this as a practice, when there's something that I need that I can't seem to acquire,
mm-hmm.
I'm always reminded to give something. And so when you clean, of course, you always have a bag of giveaways.
I have a huge bag of giveaways for my husband to take out.
All right, you have that. And the other thing that I do is I give blood every 60 days. I give blood, and they call me regularly because of my blood type. And it's not a rare blood type. It's just that it's a blood type that people need all of the time.
Why?
And so that's another, you know, and there's something about that it puts me in the mind of giving, you know. It's just like I have no clue where the blood goes, or, you know, I don't give for a particular reason or to a particular person. And they always, you know, they always ask me that, but I don't, you know, I just give the blood. And I don't even think about it, but I read the signs around it. It always says, thank you from two or three people. You know, you say two or three lies or,
wow,
you know, something like that. So that always puts me in a good frame of mind. And whenever I complete that process, I'm always able to reconnect to something that I've been working on.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you.
Okay, God bless.
Okay, God bless you. Okay, we have another caller, 347 number. And
it's
you're on the
again.
Air.
It's me again, it's Jerry.
Okay, Jerry, come on.
Okay. There's one other thing that I'm slacking. When I first called Internet Blast Summit, even before that, I was mentioned about that I want to start like a workshop. There is something that I'm lacking. I want to pass the word around about the Black Summit. And at first, I was on the road. I felt rejuvenated and everything, and I felt slacking, and I didn't feel right. And while you, like Brother Glenn was telling you about meditation, and it hits home. The same thing, I was meditating about the workshop, and I see things clearly. I didn't do the same thing while I was, like, giving myself the password of the International Black Summit. And so I got to get on the ball to be meditating about it because I said to myself, I want more people to know about the International Black Summit because I feel in my heart it's very important and it's very endearing to me. So I got to work on that.
Okay. Good. Well, see, the thing about it is it's not – When you're not on track, let's just say you fall off the track, okay? And you just, it's not to beat yourself up about. It's just to realize, oh, okay, I was supposed to do this. See, it's when we beat ourselves up about something that we say we were going to do and we don't do it, it's like a waste of time. It's almost like an ego trick. You know, it's like, you know, your ego plays lots of games. And for you to beat yourself up about something that you didn't do, it just wastes time. It's like when you realize, oh, I didn't do that, then you get on track. Then you, instead of beating yourself up, you know, just say, oh, okay, I meant to do that in July. It's September, and I didn't do it. You know, and some of the goals we really thought by March we would have accomplished them.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, life happens. And so it's not, you know, it's never, there's never really a reason to beat yourself down, ever. It's just a realization, oh, okay, I can still do that. Or you might just say, I'm not going to do that. You know, I'm just not going to do it. And you just scratch it off your list.
Okay.
But if it's, you know, but if it's something that you can do, you just start doing it. You know,
yeah.
There's no reason, you know, remember, there's no time in God. There's really no time in God. And so we just, you know, we just have time. We set this time. We set this clock thing that things have to be done a certain way in a certain, you know, by a certain time. And if it's not done, then it's just another way to beat yourself up. And we have to stop that. We have to stop that because that's not productive. You know, and we want to honor ourselves. You know, instead of saying, I didn't do it, what we say is, okay, what did I do? You know, what have I been doing for the last 8 months? And then you just make that list. I've done this, I've done this, you know, because you've been doing something. And so you just write down what you have been doing and honor yourself for what you have done. And then you make your list for tomorrow, and you put that thing that you have not done on tomorrow's list. So that way you're always moving forward. You know, you're always being productive. Because, it's, you know, life is not for you to beat yourself up about. You know, it's for you to honor yourself and give thanks for the many things that you have done. And as you do that, you'll notice, okay, I need to do this as well. And that's, you know, that way you keep it moving. You keep, you know, you keep being productive.
Okay, sister, thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. This is International Black Summit Talk Radio, and we're on track with Henrietta Bird, and I'm your host for tonight, the first Sunday. If you want information about, more information, I should say, about the International Black Summit, our website is blacksummit.org, and you can find out where the main event is. We have an event every year. And next year, the summit will be held in Baltimore. And so, Lemetria, we will be in Baltimore. And I've been trying to get Lemetria to come to the summit over the years. You know, I mentioned it to her different times, and so it's going to be in her city next year. And it's always the first weekend in August. And if that Thursday, for instance, it might be the 31st, it would be that weekend. I do have a calendar right here. So it'll be in Baltimore, Maryland, and it will be, I think it will probably start on the 5th of August, August 5th, 2010, because that's the first full weekend. Okay, the first full weekend. And so, but again, you can go to blacksummit.org and get information about the summit event in Baltimore, Maryland next year. Also, we have different summit shares throughout the year, and you can check the website for that. And there might be one in your area. If you would like to hear more about the summit in your area, you can, you know, email us. Go to the website and send us a message. You can also send us a message at Blog Talk Radio. There's also a way to contact us through Blog Talk as well. Again, this is the first Sunday of the month, and we're checking in to see if we're on track. And our conversation tonight is wonderful because we've been given many you know, many things that can help us be on track. Like one of the things, you know, that much of the New Thought metaphysical world, they celebrate the month of August as a month of order. And you heard Lemetria talk about that earlier. And it's divine order. You know, it's not the order that, you know, that we think, but it's the order that we meditate on and we listen to see, okay, what is it that I need to do? And sometimes it's clean your house. Sometimes it's clean out your car. Sometimes it's the refrigerator. Sometimes you'll be told to, you know, to go help somebody else clean something or whatever, you know, whatever it is that you hear. But it's not in the cleaning. I mean, it's not that when you clean, it'll look good. That the journey of cleaning, it's what you get to experience while you're doing the cleaning or while you're putting a particular thing in order. It could be a business plan. It could be like Glenn shared with us before. You know, he might be shifting to a different area. It might be that, you know, putting that in order. But it's when we say divine order, we're saying an order that you listen for. In your meditative time, you listen to see, okay, what do I need to get in order? You know, what is it that will help me focus on what it is I need to do? How do I move forward on a particular thing? And when you ask those questions, then you become still. You don't go into meditation with all those questions. Those are questions that you ask, and then you become silent and listen for what the universe is telling you to do, you know. And you look up and you'll be cleaning something. You'll get something in order. You might rearrange something, you know. But remember, anything that you ask is always given. It's always given. We just have to, you know, just pay attention. So we're checking in to see if we're on track tonight. And I see another number, a 773 number. And I'm just checking in. You might just want to listen, and if so, just let me know. 773-818 number. You're on the air. Hello? Okay. So I guess we have another listener. Thank you for listening. And if there's anyone else, like I said, just, you know, just raise your hand. I'll check with this 646 number. 646-247, you're on the air. Okay, that's the listener. So let's continue on. As we think about the different things now, we've talked about several ways of getting back on track. One is through meditation. One is through clearing your outer surroundings. You know, meditation also helps you clear your inner surroundings. You know, when you do meditation, even if it's just a relaxing meditation, a release, where you just release everything that has occurred in this day, you know, where you just release it. I let go of whatever. You know, I let go of any stress. You know, I let go of any confrontation that you may have had, any conversation that you keep thinking about over and over. You let it go. You know, and what you're doing is actually you're giving it to God. All right? And as you do that, the peace that you need to get on track will come to you, because sometimes those conversations, sometimes those the things that we hang on to, they block us, because when we can't stop thinking about a thing, that means if the universe, if God is trying to say something to us, we certainly cannot hear it. And we don't want to generate something where we have to hear it in a loud voice, if you know what I mean. You know, sometimes when we don't listen, we'll create a situation where we have to listen. And we want to get in the practice of letting go of things that have occurred throughout the day, every day. We want to let go of things on a daily basis, you know, on a regular daily basis, even an hourly basis. If we can go into a meeting, come out of a meeting, and let go of everything that occurred in that meeting, like release it, well, we're training ourselves to be productive. We're training ourselves to be listeners, good listeners, but we also understand that we have to let go of things in order for them to manifest. We can't just hold on to them all of the time. We have to let go of things. Are there any other questions or comments? Great. One of the other things I'd like to share with you in the declaration of the International Black Summit, when we talk about being on track, there are certain things that we assert in the Declaration of the International Black Summit. Like one of the things is we grant being. You know, and when we say we grant being, it's like saying we call forth. You know, those things that are on your list, those goals, those desires that are on your list, call them forth. And you can do it in several ways. You can say, thank you for the $10,000 a month that I will generate. And that's it. You know, you can say, thank you for the 10 people that I intend to tell about the International Black Summit this week. You know, thank you for the cleaning of this room, and thank you for the reading space that's being generated in this room. Let this be a peaceful place. You speak it forth. Say, you call it forth, and you grant being to it so that you bring it to life. So you're not just reading it, okay, like give blood every 60 days. Like, thank you, God. Thank you for my being able to give blood. You know, thank you for that. Is there anything else that I need to give? And so you speak things, you know, and put energy in your speaking so that you are reminded of how powerful you are, you know, as an individual. And the power that you put behind your speaking will it just reflects in the power that you have within you to manifest the things that are on your list. So there's nothing on your list that you cannot accomplish. And that's the first thing we have to recognize, is that these weren't just frivolous things we pulled out of the air. These were actual desires. And they are possible. They are possible. So what is it that we need to do? Well, one thing we know we need to do is to relax, and we need to meditate. The second thing that we've talked about tonight is cleaning our outer surroundings, the things that we see, to establish order in our living spaces, you know, in our cars, in our offices, you know, our outer surroundings. Then we understand that we're establishing order, and as it is, you know, you remember, as within, so without. So as we clean our outer surroundings, it's going to provide a clearing for our inner surroundings, okay? And we want to give. See, whenever we get stuck on something, if there's, like, if on our list we might have create a particular thing with a certain group of people, we might go and volunteer to do something with that group of people. So, you know, sometimes the goal that we have might mean that we have to generate it. And so if I want to work for a particular company, if I want to do some business with a particular company, I might offer a free service to that company. I might go volunteer at that company. And what I'm doing is I'm setting a law in motion, you know, the law of giving and receiving. And like it says, it's giving and receiving. And so those are some of the things that we might do in order to get back on track. So it's always some inner work that is needed, you know, always inner work that we need to do. And so let's take that on as a responsibility, you know, as a responsibility to stay on track. We want to realize that we are powerful beyond belief, and that in the next 120 days, we can actually realize those goals that were on our list January 1st. We can actually realize them. Remember, God is as instant as you are. And the moment you say, yes, I am going to do this, and I'm going to do it today, it happens. Just focus. And when you lose focus, take one of the suggestions that we've given today: meditation, cleaning your surroundings, establishing order, giving something, volunteering for something. But get on track. Get on track with your goals and your aspirations. this is, again, the International Black Summit talk show. And our first week, again, is our first week of every month is On Track with Henrietta Byrd. Our second week is Let's Celebrate with Jakaisha Showers. Our third week is Vision Works with Claire Alliance Devon. Our fourth week is Man of the Month with Glenn Greenwich. On the second and fourth Tuesdays, we do wealth building, and our host for that show is Glenn Greenwich. And the last 30 minutes of that show is for you, people who have products, they have businesses that they want to just put it out there so everybody can hear it. So take advantage of the things that are offered through the International Black Summit Talk Network. Go to our website, blacksummit.org, and, you know, read the declaration. You will find yourself in that declaration, and you will find that that declaration empowers you to do and to be and to accomplish the things that you set out to do and to be many, many times. It's right there. All you have to do is, you know, click on the declaration, copy it, you know, keep print it out, keep it with you. It is a wonderful group of affirmations that we use to keep us moving forward. I'd like to thank all of our listeners tonight and those who will listen to us through the archives. We appreciate you so much. Thank you to Lemetria in Baltimore for sharing. Jerry, thank you so much. And Glenn, thank you so much. The listeners, we appreciate as well who are listening in. We thank you, and if you have any suggestions or you'd like to contact us, you can contact us online at Blog Talk Radio International Black Summit or On Track, that program, or any of the weekly programs, as well as going to blacksummit.org. Again, God bless you, and have a wonderful, wonderful day. Thank you for calling.